for WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Republicans have elected their House leadership team, even as Democrats hold hope that they can flip control of the chamber in three close races. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, November 20th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from Blue Ridge Community College. When you earn a two-year associate degree, transferring to a four-year college is possible through their guaranteed transfer agreement programs. More information at brcc.edu.
Republicans in Virginia's House of Delegates have elected their leadership team and choice for speaker, all while Democrats hope that recounts can still flip the chamber from GOP control. As expected, House Republicans on Sunday nominated Majority Leader Kirk Cox from Colonial Heights to be speaker. Current Speaker Bill Howell chose not to run for re-election. Shenandoah Valley Delegate Todd Gilbert was elected to replace Cox as Majority Leader. Tim Hugo was reelected as caucus chairman, and Nick Rush was chosen as majority whip. Rush would replace Jackson Miller, who lost his reelection bid. Republicans expect to hold a 51-49 majority when election results are certified, but Democrats can seek recounts in three races where the Republicans' margin of victory is less than half of a percentage point. Unfortunately for Democrats, a federal judge has refused to order that 55 absentee ballots be counted in the election of a member of the House of Delegates. The Washington Post reports Judge Claude Hilton said Friday in Alexandria that while the ballots that arrived the day after the November 7th election were late, he saw no evidence of improprieties. The election in Stafford County has Republican Robert Thomas ahead of Joshua Cole by 82 votes. Cole's campaign argued in a lawsuit that the ballots were late because of post office problems and should be counted. The Virginia House Democratic Caucus said in a statement that the ruling was disappointing and that the caucus is assessing its options. The Stafford County race is one of three that may be headed for a recount. Also, Virginia has become the first state to adopt mandatory standards for computer science education. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that the State Board of Education unanimously approved the new standards last week. Board member Ann Holton supported the standards, but voiced concerns that those standards might be too ambitious, given that they must now be implemented across the board. While other states have advisory standards, Virginia is the first with mandatory standards. The board's vote follows legislation passed in 2016 requiring that computer science education be integrated into the state's standards of learning. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy your Monday.